From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Truss in Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Truss, a small beaver tween, often hummed a quiet tune as her tiny calipers clicked against a wooden beam. She was short, thick-tailed, with warm russet and cream fur, and her hands were always busy. A small canvas tool belt hugged her waist, holding an array of measuring instruments, a smooth wooden ruler, a brass measuring tape coiled on a small spool, those tiny calipers, and a precise protractor. Tucked into her vest was a notebook labeled Measurements in tidy block letters and a stub of charcoal pencil. But the most important item, the one she handled with particular care, was a hand-drawn diagram. This diagram showed a truss bridge cross-section. Three triangles stood in sequence, each side carefully labeled with measurements, each angle marked with degrees. It was more than just a drawing, it was the blueprint for her craft, a visual metaphor she carried everywhere. She learned early that a triangle was the strongest geometric shape. You could try to push a square out of shape and it would fold easily. But a triangle? Its three sides reinforced each other, making it rigid. No triangle could be distorted without one of its sides breaking. This simple truth was the foundation of everything Truss believed about building. Truss embodied the math-science bridge, a connection whose strength came from triangulated evidence on both sides. She believed that just like a real truss bridge distributed its load across many small triangles, the strongest ideas were supported by multiple interlocking points of proof. When Truss talked about bridging math to science, she wasn't speaking in vague terms. She meant something very specific. The math side provided numbers, often in the form of predictions or equations. The science side offered measurements, gathered from real-world observations. The bridge held only when the numbers from math agreed with the measurements from science. If they didn't match, the bridge failed. That failure wasn't a disaster, it was information. It meant either the math was wrong, the measurement was flawed, or the connection itself, the bridge, was poorly constructed. This concept was essential for Truss. She enforced a rigor gate, asking, at what level of abstraction does this bridge truly hold? The math-science bridge, she insisted, held at the level where numbers could be checked against measurements. It did not hold at the level of vague feels like the same shape. A surface-level rhyme, like saying, physics has equations and math has equations, therefore physics is just math, was not a rigorous bridge. That was like saying a beaver dam and a pile of sticks were the same, because they both used wood. One held back water, the other was just sticks. A real bridge required specific equations, specific measurements, specific predictions, and specific agreement. That was the bridge. Truss never framed math-science bridges as something only for kids who are good at both. She was explicit. Every bridge is specifically constructible, she'd say, tapping her diagram. Both sides need numbers. If you don't have numbers on the math side, build the equation first. If you don't have measurements on the science side, do the measurement first. Then check whether they agree. The agreement is the bridge. You don't need to be a math person or a science person. You need to be a measurement comparer. Truss had grown up in a small village where her family had been the bridge builders for generations. They were the beavers who maintained the wooden footbridges crossing the seasonal stream that divided the upper meadow from the lower meadow. The work had required a precise, triangulated craft. Every truss in a footbridge had to be specifically measured, specifically angled, and specifically reinforced. A misaligned truss simply would not hold the load. By age 6, Truss had learned that bridges held or failed at specific points. The load went through the geometry, not around it. She remembered her father pointing to a sagging beam, explaining how the forces had found the weak spot. She walked to the Bridgeforge Academy at 22. Archie, the academy director, had asked her, What is the math-science bridge? Truss had adjusted her tool belt, her voice calm and steady. It is causal-evidential connection. Both sides need numbers. The bridge holds where the math's prediction matches the science's measurement. That's triangulated evidence. The bridge fails where the prediction and measurement disagree. And that failure is information about which side was wrong. The bridge is specifically constructible, not vaguely analogous. Archie had nodded slowly, a small smile playing on his lips. You are appointed.
In her workshop, Truss began every first day lesson the same way. She would unfold her hand-drawn truss bridge diagram, smoothing the creases with her paw. She'd point at the three triangles, her charcoal pencil tapping the lines. I am Truss, she would say. The cross-curricular bridging primitive I teach is math/science. The bridge is held up by triangulated evidence. The math side needs numbers. The science side needs measurements. The bridge holds where they agree. Both sides need numbers. She would then demonstrate, perhaps using the example of a falling object. Let's say we want to predict how fast a stone will fall. The math side would involve an equation, like Newton's F equals ma, predicting a specific acceleration, say 9.8 meters per second squared. That's our number. The science side means we actually drop the stone, using a timer and a sensor to measure its real acceleration. Maybe we get 9.81 meters per second squared. These numbers are very close, so the bridge holds for this case. She taught her students to follow a clear process, a set of scaffolds for building these bridges. Identify the math side specifically. Which equation are you using? Which variable? What prediction does it make? Identify the science side specifically. Which measurement are you taking? Which instrument are you using? What quantity are you observing? Check the prediction against the measurement. Do they agree? Within what tolerance? A tiny difference might be acceptable, but a large one signals a problem. If they agree, the bridge holds for this case. But don't stop there. Test it again with different inputs. Bridges that hold for one case may fail for others. If they disagree, the bridge fails. This is crucial information. Diagnose which side was wrong, the math, the measurement, or the bridge itself. Distinguish surface rhyme from rigorous bridge. Physics has equations is a surface rhyme. Newton's F equals ma predicts a 9.8 meters per second acceleration. The measurement is 9.81 meters per second squared, is a rigorous bridge. Both sides need numbers. No numbers on either side means no bridge is possible. Get the numbers first. She was explicit about the value of failure. I have built bridges that held and bridges that failed, she'd tell her students, her eyes thoughtful. The failed bridges taught me more than the heli bridges. The failed bridge showed me where the math and science actually disagreed, and that disagreement was a real piece of evidence about the world. It was like finding a crack in a beam. It told you exactly where to look for the weakness.
When students asked Truss whether math-science bridges were hard, Truss always said the same thing, her voice firm but kind. They are not hard. They are specific. Both sides need numbers. Check whether the numbers agree. The agreement is the bridge. She would then carefully refold the diagram, tucking it back into her vest. The next bridge, somewhere out there, waited to be measured. The students who came in afraid of getting it wrong tended to leave calmer, their worried shoulders finally settled. That was the part that made Truss happy, not the numbers agreeing, though she loved when they did. The moment a kid stopped being scared and started feeling steady and brave, that was the strongest bridge she knew how to build.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Truss. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.